King Arthur, a Welsh legend.
Of all medieval legends and myths, the legend of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table is probably the most popular. There are endless versions of the legend. Some historians claim that King Arthur was a historic person, whereas others say that he's only a romantic figure. Anyway, the stories about him are exciting, and they are an important part of literature and storytelling in the British Isles. A long, long time ago, the boy who was to become King Arthur was born in Wales. He was born out of wedlock. His father was King Uther Pendragon, and his mother was the wife of a Cornish duke. But he was brought up away from his parents by the magician Merlin. When the king died, there was no successor to the throne. The great lords decided that they should arrange a tournament and that the knight who won it would be the next king. Arthur's elder foster brother, Kay, was to participate in his first tournament, and the whole family went with him. When they got there, Kay discovered that he'd forgotten his sword. He asked Arthur if he could go back and get it for him. Arthur went all the way back to do his brother a favour, but he couldn't find the sword. Instead, he came across a sword that was plunged into a stone. He thought that he should try to pull it out, which he did easily. He hurried to his brother with the sword. In the blade of the sword, there was an inscription saying, "Whoever pulls this sword from the stone is the rightful king of Britain." When Kay realised which sword it was, he was really amazed. He knelt before Arthur because he understood that the new king was found.